It's over 18 years since Czech actors last took to the streets and held protest actions that helped to bring down the communist regime in Czechoslovakia. On Sunday, many of them took to the streets again, this time to show their dissatisfaction with the financing of Czech theatres. Vusinko pralenko, vypeč už žádný skůč, když jsi tu nadějí, co se houpá, vlasí jako struny, nohy geniální, oči a zase ani slovou co houpá. Actor and musician David Kraus takes time out from rehearsals at Prague's Divadlo Ta Fantastica to sing to the hundreds gathered at the National Theatre on Sunday. Kraus is only one of the dozens of actors and singers to perform at Sunday's opening of the so-called Days of Unrest, an event organised in protest against the way the arts are funded in Prague. The Days of Unrest have been largely masterminded by actors and producers at the capital's Švandovo Divadlo. Rosie Johnson paid it a visit to talk to the event's organizer Lucie Kalouchová.
Dny neklidu, it's trying to point out what is going on in Prague, in Prague culture. We were dealing for months and months, maybe years, with City Hall without any results. So now we are trying to show to the audience, to the public, to all citizens of Prague, that their money, which are they paying money for taxes and so on, are not distributed properly, and the grant system is wrong, as well as all policy of City Hall.
So what exactly is wrong with the City Hall's grants policy? Because yesterday there was a concert at the National Theatre, and the National Theatre head, Andre Cherny, said, you know, actually we're quite well funded. You yourself have said that your salary comes from the City Hall. So what's the problem?
It's a problem with so-called ticket subsidy, which is a kind of flat grant for all organizations who are selling tickets, which is quite fun, because then commercial theaters like Ta Fantastica or other organization could get the same grant as small theaters, student theaters, or so on. So it's the main problem with ticket subsidy and grant system as well.
Can you tell me then a bit about the Danina Klido or Days of Unrest festival that you've organized in protest against the current situation?
So Dny neklidu began yesterday with a concert on the Piazzetta of National Theatre, which was quite successful. There were hundreds of people and it took 8 hours and a lot of speeches, etc. It made a lot of publicity. It brought more signatures for our petition. Now we have about 23,000. Dny neklidu will continue till this Thursday. On Thursday in the morning, 8:30, there will be again the demonstration at the City Hall on Mariánské Square. And during these days, there will be a lot of other events, shows, performances, happenings, concerts, which will be referring again to this problem.
Do you think that all of these moves that haven't been very popular amongst the Prague theatre, Prague dramatic community and the sort of community of artists here in Prague, do you think they stem from an idea of what arts are that maybe isn't one that a lot of Prague artists agree with?
It's a problem because it's another thing we have to do in Prague, talk about culture, talk about art and its place in society, because we have to define new version of culture like a public service. We have to think about what's the profit culture is, what's the non-profit culture is. It's just a lot of discussion we have to do. So but if City Hall doesn't want to listen, it's like talking to the wall.
Lucie Kolouchová speaking there to Radio Prague's Rosie Johnson. And that's definitely not the last we'll be hearing of that problem.